I seem to recall you swearing yourself to my service. Was the word mine unclear? Did you see some loophole in your vows to act as my hand? Don't try to talk. I'm not going to remove my hand from your throat anytime soon. And don't struggle, dear. I'll just squeeze harder. Thinking about it, I might just tear your throat out now. You'd be wise to keep me from getting too angry. I took you as mine for a reason. You were to act as my guard, as you had made such a mess of your predecessors. I helped you find your free will, but that was evidently a mistake. Maybe I should undo it. I might leave you with just a fraction of sentience, so all you could remember would be what you'd lost. Explain to me why I shouldn't. You know perfectly well what you did. You disarmed that would-be hero, and you had your blade at her throat. Was she too noble to kill? Too young? Tell me what you two said and why you felt it appropriate not to end her there. I would advise you to be convincing. Fine. Take a moment to breathe. Now talk. You knew her? Old comrade. That's all very interesting, but you belong to me now. The man you were is dead. You're still not telling me why you thought it would be a good idea to spare her. Did she beg? Ordinarily, I love the stubbornness, the wordless determination, but sometimes I like to hear them plead. Occasionally, I'll even oblige. I did it. I suppose that's true. Still, what gives you the right to make decisions like that? More to the point, if I told you to do it, would you refuse? Your answer seemed strained. It's a bit late for second thoughts. Besides, what could that vessel tramp have offered you that I couldn't? You're in a position many would kill for. Many have. Wealth, power, access to the finest flesh in the realms. All I ask in return is your eternal loyalty. I told you about what I've done to those who turned in the past, and yours would be much worse. Please don't make me do that. You will not speak of this outburst to anyone. If you were anyone else, I would have torn that from your mind, and I would have not done it gently. Perhaps it's just the rush of a new toy, but you're unique. Now allow me to remind you just why you bowed to me. That's why. I'm going to take you, and by the end, we'll both have forgotten about your ill-considered mercy. Consider this a pardon. Get over that bed and present yourself for my inspection. Don't look up. Don't move. lovely rear you have there. And that back, it really would have been a waste to kill you. Your intense grief. Relax yourself. I'm just going to slide one finger in. Don't tense up on me. This isn't going to hurt, and you're going to enjoy it.
What a moan.
You already like this, don't you? Second finger. More? More what? Good boy. Moaning like a melodramatic harlot. I think you're enjoying this a bit too much. No more for you. For now, get on your back. I love seeing you like that. Almost as much as when you're on your knees. You're completely exposed, and I could do whatever I wanted to you. A little cut. A slap. A caress. Perhaps a kiss. I like to see you shiver when you don't know what to expect. That look of sudden relief when I pet you after a slap is wonderful. You're worth keeping as my champion, my consort, my room. You know what to do. Tease me with that talented tongue. That's it. Just languorously. I'll let you know when you can stop. You're so charmingly obedient. I know you have the ability to say no. It's just wonderful how you choose not to. Keep licking. Right there. Slow down. This is just foreplay, boy. Enough. I see you're nice and hard for me. For your sake, I hope it's for me. Thinking about that self-righteous slut?
Put her out of your mind or I'll do it for you.
Unpleasantly. You're even harder than you were. Does the idea of my carelessly tearing through your thoughts excite you? You're more besotted than I could have hoped. Get it inside me. You are deliciously obedient. My perfect concubine. Oh, faster. And will you even consider sparing the next armor-clad trollop? Maybe. If she begs, I like it. Bring her to me if you do. The three of us would have a lot of fun together.